save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make no mistake, allowing taxes to go up on all Americans would have raised taxes by $3,000 for a typical American family. And that could cost our economy well over a million jobs. At the same time, I'm not about to add $700 billion to our deficit by allowing a permanent extension of the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. And I won't allow any extension of these tax cuts for the wealthy, even a temporary one, without also extending unemployment insurance for Americans who've lost their jobs or additional tax cuts for working families and small businesses.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, yet another hour devoted to a review of one of the big hits in talk radio, one of the top ten sure to be this week, the focus on the tax deal, the tax cuts. The deal apparently has been shaped. The president announced a compromise deal to extend all of the tax cuts for 2 years, giving ground to the stronger Republicans who did so well in the elections last month. The president right there says the deal had to be made to get jobless benefits to those Americans who so desperately need them. President Obama announcing the deal, extending the tax cuts, and the unemployment benefits will go on for 13 months while lowering the payroll tax by 2 percentage points for a year. The compromise worked out in negotiations involving the White House, Treasury Department, congressional leaders from both parties. The workout includes provisions that each side doesn't much like, President said as he hastily arranged a statement to acquaint reporters what was going on. He discussed the proposal with Democratic leaders and then went public. And here's more now from the president on the shape of this deal.
If Republicans truly believe we shouldn't raise taxes on anyone while our economy is still recovering from the recession, then surely we shouldn't cut taxes for wealthy people while letting them rise on parents and students and small businesses. As a result, we have arrived at a framework for a bipartisan agreement. For the next 2 years, every American family will keep their tax cuts. Not just the Bush tax cuts, but those that have been put in place over the last couple of years that are helping parents and students and other folks manage their bills. In exchange for a temporary extension of the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, we will be able to protect key tax cuts for working families. The Earned Income Tax Credit that helps families climb out of poverty. The Child Tax Credit that makes sure families don't see their taxes jump up to $1,000 for every child. And the American Opportunity Tax Credit that ensures over 8 million students and their families don't suddenly see the cost of college shooting up. These are the tax cuts for some of the folks who've been hit hardest by this recession. And it would be simply unacceptable if their taxes went up while everybody else's stayed the same. Now, under this agreement, unemployment insurance will also be extended for another 13 months, which will be welcome relief for 2 million Americans who are facing the prospect of having this lifeline yanked away from them right in the middle of the holiday season. This agreement would also mean a 2% employee payroll tax cut for workers next year, a tax cut that economists across the political spectrum agree is one of the most powerful things we can do to create jobs and boost economic growth. And we will provide incentives for businesses to invest and create jobs by allowing them to completely write off their investments next year. This is something identified back in September as a way to help American businesses create jobs. And thanks to this compromise, it's finally going to get done.
More now coming up from MSNBC and Andrea Mitchell speaking on the countdown with former Congressperson Martin Frost and also a former rep named Vin Weber. Both of them believe the president may be giving up too much with this compromise that's been announced.
First to you, because what I was hearing all weekend was total
anger, frustration from the liberal caucus. But now that so many blue dogs have been defeated, you've had such a diminishing number of centrists in the Democratic Party, real anger at what the president is telegraphing and that he's willing to make these concessions without getting enough for it.
Look, this is a high-risk strategy. If I had still been in the House, I would have voted to cap the tax cuts at $250,000. That passed the House, but that vote was lost in the Senate. So where we are is that if the Congress does nothing, everybody's taxes go up January 1st. You can't permit that to happen. No one is very happy with this, but you need an agreement. You need a short-term extension, because if the Democrats were now to stonewall and to prevent any tax cuts from going into effect, and if the economy then were to turn down even further, Democrats would be blamed. I would argue we ought to blame the Republicans, but that's not the way it would play out. If we were now to tie this thing up so that you didn't extend the tax cuts past January 1st and something happened to the economy, it'd be trouble for the Democratic Party. I think the president's doing the best he can with a bad hand.
And then the Republicans are playing hardball. They're demanding everything. They're not giving very much saying that they're just not going to go for it.
Absolutely. First of all, as Ron and Sana's piece just indicated, it's a ridiculous position for us to be in talking about the Fed easing a lot while we might be contemplating tax increases, in the Republicans' view, on anybody. I think one of the ironies of this, Republicans and Democrats don't necessarily agree on the impact of raising taxes on upper-income people. But if the Republicans are right and they win, the primary beneficiary politically will be the Democrats, because it'll be a stronger economy.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Everything you need to know about this tax thing now that it's been settled. Let's listen in to Fox host Bill Hemmer talking with Britt Hume. This was a deal, according to Hume, that was going to happen no matter what.
Your position on this is that this was inevitable. In what sense?
Well, this outcome was inevitable. The only question really was how long it was going to take and how much this dance that we've been watching with the various votes and so on over the past week we'd have to wait through before we got to a conclusion, which would be tax Tax rates will continue in effect for everybody, including upper-income people. In exchange for that, Democrats and the president will get some other measures acted on that the Republicans could have blocked, such as an extension of unemployment benefits, probably not paid for by cuts in spending elsewhere, but simply added to the deficit.
Okay, now, look at this from the White House perspective. President Obama said over the weekend, get this done within a matter of days. A, is that possible? And B, why would that help him?
This would be useful to the president because people are sitting out there thinking, why in the world do we not know at this late hour, you know, what our tax rates are going to be at the beginning of the year, now only a matter of a few weeks away? And secondly, of course, the Republicans in the Senate have simply said, and they have the votes to do this, that you're not moving anything else through this Senate until we deal, A, with the extension of money to keep the government running, which was taken care of at least temporarily the other day. And secondly, we're going to have to deal with these tax rates. And then after that, once that's done, the president could have a shot at maybe getting the Senate to ratify that START treaty or some of the other priorities that he has.
Okay, now, and don't ask, don't tell us on that list, too, and there are some doubts.
Yeah, but I don't, don't ask, don't tell.
We'll take that off the table, but what appears to be developing is that you get a two-year temporary extension of all the tax cuts.
Right.
In exchange, the Republicans would give on the unemployment benefits.
Yeah, but it's a temporary thing, you know, they keep extending it. It's now reached the point where we've had, you know, unemployment benefits being paid out over a longer period of time than anyone can remember. And there's some economists who argue that, you know, if people are on unemployment and it's not going to run out, a lot of them will stay on unemployment rather than take what jobs might be available, and it tends to keep the unemployment rate higher.
800-510-TALK, our call-in line. Please feel free to send me an email, doug@dougstephan.com, and also follow what we're doing. Twitter and Facebook, the usual things that people are using to connect and stay connected, if you will. Up now is the talk host Jimmy Barrett. Barrett speaking with Paul Bedard from the U.S. News and World Report as we examine what the two sides got. The plan is expected to draw resistance from some of the liberal Democrats who have expressed disappointment that the president was bending too far to the Republican demands while not gaining enough in return. The president may need Republican help to pass the package if enough of his fellow Democrats revolt on it. And so let's see what really is in. Let's listen. I don't think we can see it because even though listening to audio from a television program, hard to see it on the radio. Let's listen.
So I guess we're going to extend unemployment benefits and the Bush tax cuts, huh?
Well, it's quite a sweet package, isn't it?
Well, it's great because one would guess that they're going to do whatever cutting they have to do in order to pay for it, right?
No.
He said facetiously.
It is Christmas after all. No, I think it's a deal the Republicans are willing to go along with. They're going to get what they want, which is no tax increases on anybody. At the end of the year, and it also, it's not just the tax increases, it's the estate tax, it's the tax you're paying on your capital gains, selling your 401 or your Walmart stock or whatnot, and for that they will extend unemployment rates past the 99 weeks. So the Republicans were kind of in a position where, you know, to get what they wanted, they couldn't say no.
Right. Well, I saw a quote from Senator Orrin Hatch, now always accused of being the most conservative of Republicans, that basically said that, no, we're not going to cut anything. Nobody really wants to cut anything right now in order to pay for all this stuff, which means either we're delaying the inevitable once again or we didn't get the message in the election. What do you think?
A little bit of each. You know, the Republicans are definitely want to get through the extension of the Bush tax cuts. And so for that, they're willing to pay the price. Unemployment extension will end at some point. Against the size of the deficit, it's not really that much money. And, you know, we're already positioning for 2012 politics. I mean, look, you know, even Jim Webb voted with the Republicans over the weekend on the tax increases. So, you know, we're starting to see some of that positioning.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour now as we examine and listen to the pros and cons of this deal that's been put together. The president has conceded to Republican demands on the estate tax by proposing a 35% tax with a $5 million individual exemption, which he admitted was more generous than he felt was wise or warranted. But let's see here. Extended tax breaks, dividends, capital gains, 2% employee payroll tax cut, 13-month extension of unemployment benefits. That's pretty much the bottom line. The president said we cannot play politics at a time when the American people are looking for us to solve problems. I'm confident, ultimately, that Congress is going to do the right thing. Here's radio host Jimmy Cefalo speaking with the business reporter Ehrlich Johnson. The focus is on what you hear and what's true. In other words, what you hear from some of the angry congressmen making the rounds on television, there are plenty of lawmakers behind the scenes who are willing to compromise to get this thing done now.
The deal will be a two-year extension of all the tax cuts for all earners, coupled with an extension of unemployment benefits. A lot of Republicans looked at that 9.8 unemployment rate and went, well, maybe I can't be seen as the guy who's going to throw people on the streets this Christmas.
Yeah, I think it seems logical to me. All right, are we going to be able to pay for this? I mean, that's the other thing, right? You had Ben Bernanke last night on 60 Minutes talking about, you know, long-term debt. What do we do?
Bernanke made the cut, and I think this is a good example of that in action, is that, yeah, we need to address the deficit in the long term, but right now, we can't jeopardize the economy with spending cuts or worry too much about extending the deficit with things like the unemployment and the tax breaks. So he said short term we got to bite the bullet there, but long term we have to look at the stuff, you know, 10, 20 years out.
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday on, it was Meet the Press. It was Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader. He listened to this, Richard Wood. He said he sees positive changes in the way government is operating. Well, I'm sure it's going to come up in a second.
Where he said more meetings in 2 weeks than the last 2 years.
Yeah, exactly right. He said, yeah, we're getting rid of – they've had more meetings than the last 2 weeks they've had in the last 2 years.
Encouraging stuff.
Are you seeing that, too, by covering this on a daily basis? Is it less less difficult between the two sides?
It's sort of an equilibrium. For every nasty speech you see on the floor of the House or the Senate or news conference in Statuary Hall blasting each other, there is probably a meeting going on somewhere, either between the parties or the bodies of Congress or with the White House, that is a little more cooperative and a little more forward moving. And it looks like the product will be this deal. We pretty much know 2 years on the tax break extension. 1 year would the White House is too short, because we'd start talking about this again in like 6 months.
Right.
3 years would be too expensive, too much to the deficit. So 2 years looks like the compromise there, and the extension. And then there are these other tax breaks the president had put into the stimulus bill, like tax breaks for businesses that hire the long-term unemployed, some tuition tax credits. He would like to get those in there. Still in flux is exactly how many of those things and to what extent will make it into this deal.
Right. Now, if we get this done, we've got, 2 weeks left in the lame duck session. You passed the CALM Act, thank goodness, that our commercials won't be higher. You know, I'm glad they took care of that. So what's next? What's the next biggest thing on the agenda?
If the two big fiscal things can get done and Republicans sort of stop the logjam in the Senate on other things, then you got the DREAM Act. Then you have Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And Democrats would certainly love to get both of those passed, because this is their last shot at getting those passed for a couple of years.
Did they pass funding for the Lawrence Welk Museum yet? Has that been done?
No, and they're not bailing out the Liberace Museum. I drove by that a month or two ago, and it was just sad. It's just an old, dead strip mall.
800-510-8255. In a few minutes, we'll be taking your calls. Is this the fiscally responsible thing to do? I guess it depends on your side of the track, right? Representative Peter Welch, a Vermont Democrat, called Obama's proposal fiscally irresponsible and grossly unfair. What say you? Your call's up next here on The Countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Coast to coast and border to border around the country and around the world at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus in this hour on all the things that have been said, things that maybe you're thinking about the new tax deal, the tax cut, the unemployment benefits extended, all that good stuff. You could have predicted this, right, unless you listen to some of the politicians. But if you look at the reality of the situation, you knew that the president wanted to get something done, and that a lot of people who have political debts to pay wanted to get something done. So here we go. What a perfect recipe. The president admits that there are parts of the deal he didn't like.
I have no doubt that everyone will find something in this compromise that they don't like. In fact, there are things in here that I don't like, namely the extension of the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans and the wealthiest estates. But these tax cuts will expire in 2 years. And I'm confident that as we make tough choices about bringing our deficit down, as I engage in a conversation with the American people about the hard choices we're going to have to make to secure our future and our children's future and our grandchildren's future, it will become apparent that we cannot afford to extend those tax cuts any longer. As for now, I believe this bipartisan plan is the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do for jobs. It's the right thing to do for the middle class. It is the right thing to do for business, and it's the right thing to do for our economy. It offers us an opportunity that we need to seize. It's not perfect, but this compromise is an essential step on the road to recovery. It will stop middle class taxes from going up. It'll spur our private sector to create millions of new jobs and add momentum that our economy badly needs. Building on that momentum is what I'm focused on. It's what members of Congress should be focused on. And I'm looking forward to working with members of both parties in the coming days to see to it that we get this done before everyone leaves town for the holiday season. We cannot allow this moment to pass.
Ah, there it is. Happy holidays. The unemployment benefits continue. The tax breaks are continuing. How do we pay down the debt? The question that a lot of people have, and they figure it out. The people who are on the really extreme left don't like this because they want to get the people who make all that money. Get their money. Get it. Talk host Mark Mason and Dave Anderson from their radio program get the latest on the tax deal by talking to Ann Compton, who covers the White House for ABC.
The idea of this compromise to extend them for two more years, and it seems to me that this will just be a political football in the 2012 presidential election.
Bingo. They kick the can down the road for two more years, and then it comes back to kind of like a landmine for anybody who's running for election in 2012. Presumably, that includes Barack Obama.
One of the, the arguments made by Republicans in the 2010 midterms was that the government spending is out of control, the deficit is too high, and we've got to rein that in. How does extending tax cuts for everybody rein in federal spending?
Good question. They would take it out of, for instance, the remaining stimulus money. They've never been big fans of the stimulus money. Take some of that money, they say, and put it into paying off the idea that if you raise taxes, as they put it, if you raise taxes on small businesses or even upper income, that's exactly the wrong formula for this moment in recovery, very slow, very lagging recovery. And they say, and President Obama doesn't disagree with that. He does dislike the upper income tax cuts. He doesn't think that money, if you give a tax cut to somebody who's making $1.5 million a year, the money doesn't go right back into the economy. It goes into investments. So it is a fundamental disagreement. President Obama is learning right now the very, very difficult art of negotiations. Now, here's what makes it harder for the president. This is the last 2 weeks of this term of his presidency when he's going to have a Democratic majority on both sides of Congress. If you think this is hard, guys, wait till January.
Yeah, I just I don't get it when most Americans, they're not crazy about tax cuts for millionaires.
A lot of Republicans and Democrats both agree with you on that. But the Republicans have, with newfound vigor since the campaign and since the election outcome, said at this moment in the recovery, you are better off to let all levels have the tax break. And as you know, they tried over the weekend to bring this to a vote in the Senate. The Republicans still have enough muscle in the Senate to prevent the Democrats from moving forward.
All right, so there's the story from Ann Compton. So we've got the story, I think. Now, don't you think we have the story? You had the story. Maybe some of you had it before. President Obama announcing a deal to make the tax cuts survive, I guess, pushing past all this Democratic opposition. President saying that things will be extended. There's nothing permanent, just a couple of years, and he'll talk some sense into you over that period of time. All right, you got it? 800-510-8255. The agreement includes tax breaks for businesses that the president said would contribute to the economy's recovery. Obama's announcement marked a dramatic reversal in his insistence. And this goes back to the campaign of 2008, doesn't it? When he was running, tax cuts ought to be extended for those who make up to a couple of hundred grand. For individuals over $250,000 or the other way around, I've forgotten now, but it's all a bunch of mealy-mouthed stuff because it really doesn't amount to it. It's all about the image because these people don't pay that much in taxes anyway. It's all this class warfare that doesn't really exist anyplace else in the world where there's a progressive economy. Social Security tax cut applies to workers, not employers. Would drop from 6.2% of pay to 4.2% for 1 year. That would be, take-home pay goes up $120 billion over the next year, according to the people that are figuring all of this stuff out. Under the plan, employment benefits remain in effect through the end of next year for workers who've been laid off for more than 26 weeks. and less than 99 weeks. Without that, 2 million people would have lost their benefits between now and the end of the year. In addition to all of this, administration officials emphasizing that the agreement would extend a variety of other tax breaks for lower and middle income families, the earned income tax credit, the child tax credit, the estate tax provision means the first $5 million would pass tax-free to people who are inheriting things from their parents or others. Anything that would be taxed at the rate of 35% would be over that threshold, 45% on, anything that goes above, I guess, $10 million. I'm not sure exactly how that all slices. The death tax is an incredibly horrible tax. Really, really bad. So there are interesting things in this recipe. And so he is expressing his appreciation. The Republicans expressing their appreciation. And everybody is happy, at least for the next 5 minutes. Let's find out if you are. 800-510-8255. If you are wealthy, do you like this or not? If you're a working person, do you like it or not? And when the heck do we pay down the bills that we have? When do we stop spending? When do we cut out the taxes that are so oppressive? But more importantly, the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. You want to talk about that a little bit? That's all part of the mix here as the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves right along.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get 3 toolboxes for the price of 1, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
800-510-8255 as we move our way through this tax cut deal. Let's get to Victor, who's calling into the countdown from North Carolina. Yes, sir.
part of the problem is the definition of the wealthy. You've defined over and over and over again that these tax cuts are for the millionaires and billionaires, yet $250,000 in certain parts of the country actually would be that of two professional teachers, college professors, for example. I'm a physician. I went to school for about 14 years after school. I work 80-plus hours a week. I am in the higher-income bracket. I'm pleased to pay taxes and support our country. However, at what point do you hold the responsibility to the people who are spending the money rather than the people who are working hard and making the money and paying their taxes and trying to be fair about it? Part of the problem is I don't really think that anybody should be taxed beyond what we're taxed at the rate currently. For example, for me to make $250,000, theoretically, and then say it's okay to tax somebody who makes $1 million just because I'm in a lower income level than they are is somewhat hypocritical. I think at some point we have to get to the bottom of the problem, and that's the spending. So I don't need somebody else to spend my money and more and more and more of it every year. I'm one of those guys who has four children. I chose to have a large family. I have my own retirement plan. I pay my own insurance. I pay for my kids' college funds. I'm putting forth a lot of money. Fortunately, God has blessed me to make a fair amount of money. But again, at what point do you beat on me and other people like me who have chosen to go the course, have been blessed to have the opportunity to go the course of many years of education and a decent income level to tax, and again, beat on me because I'm a wealthy, hardworking guy.
Yep, it's really pretty disgusting, actually, how people who do work hard and achieve something, more often than not, and this will sound controversial to some people, I don't care, because it's how I feel, people who are lazy, don't have an education, don't make any money, they always feel like they're the victim, or too often they express being victims. Why can't I have what this guy has? Because you haven't worked for it. You haven't done anything the practical part of this is that people who work hard ought to be able to keep the fruits of their labor and not have it taken away to give to people who don't work hard or who haven't achieved something. Some people intellectually aren't able to do that. So does that mean they should have the same thing there as some expectation of entitlement because you aren't smart enough to be able to make this kind of money, or you aren't driven enough to make this kind of money? I mean, come on, will you? What is a society? What is in the minds of those who are the producers and the workers versus those who are not? There are two distinct camps: those who want to work, those who can work, those who do work, those who are motivated to work, and those who work my 40 hours this week. That's it. I don't want to do anything. You want to be like that? That's swell. Take your life as you wish, but don't expect me to help you along the path of your laziness. The president announcing that the Republicans and he have worked out a tentative plan to extend the tax cuts for all who have benefited. I put that in quotation marks. And the carry forward is 2 years. And you've heard him say a couple of times, not really what he wanted, not what he liked, but it does move things along. 800-510-8255. Joe is in New York wondering out loud.
Good morning. Oh, so many things here. I thought this was supposed to be about jobs. Nobody's talking about jobs. Our taxes go up. Each and every day, each and every week, our school tax, our property tax, our water tax, cigarette tax, liquor tax, sugar tax. I mean, they're taxing everything, and it just never goes down. It's a permanent increase and always goes up. My fear is that if you gave this government overnight, we found $100 trillion and handed it to them, in 3 months, they'd be in a deficit. They know nothing but spend, take, waste. And we have to find a way to rein this government in and have less control of our lives, less control of our money. Let's get back to jobs.
All right. You're singing to the choir, sir. That's good. Thank you for your statement. Paul in Spokane, Washington, next on the Countdown Live. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, this is Paul from Spokane. I definitely do agree with Joe. First of all, I have to applaud Obama for actually making compromise, which I think is a pretty rare thing in D.C. right now.
Beyond that, I do feel like a great opportunity was missed. They've extended tax cuts to the wealthy, which could go either way, whether it goes for creating jobs or not. But I feel like a more specific bill for increasing or decreasing taxes for actual job creation and payroll. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to see a pay increase from this tax cut, but I'm sure I would if they said, hey, you know, if you increase your payroll, you're going to get a tax cut for that specific.
Yeah, well, there is you're going to get a little bit more because the Social Security tax that you pay is going to be less for the next couple of years. Where it goes from here, anybody's guess, Paul. Thank you. 51 after.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Counselor.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Compromise. Ooh, that word. Ah, don't like that word.
Or at least the politicians don't. Oh, how can we compromise with him?
Ooh, no. Compromise with those guys? Terrible. So
the tax debates and the class warfare. Two of them go together like love and marriage, it would appear. Jay, listening in Lexington, Kentucky. You're on the countdown now, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My take on this whole thing is if they really want to create jobs, do away with all corporate taxes, say, for any companies for 10 years or more. And you think companies in other countries would not come in here if they had no taxes to pay to open up a corporation or a business? They do away with all the corporate taxes, companies would flow into the United States and hiring would be, there'd be more jobs than people to fill them.
Yeah, but the Democrats wouldn't like that, Jay, because there would be no taxes for the rich guys. We got to get the tax. We got to get that money out of those rich guys. They're the bad guys.
I understand that, but if you think of all the millions of people that would then have jobs and pay just smaller portions of taxes across the board, that would definitely increase the government revenue.
I'm being facetious. I'm being facetious. Your idea is a good one, and it should have been done a long time ago. Thanks for your call. Nick in Michigan, WKMI. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I appreciate some of your comments the last couple of days about how fruitless these so-called budgetary solutions appear to be. And I was thinking of the term unsustainability. I heard a British economist about 5 months ago, can't think of his name. He wrote a book called The Lords of Finance. But he said politically, when you hear the word unsustainable for runaway spending, a solution is at the best very difficult. But as an economist, he said, unsustainable simply means things will change.
Yeah.
So this has a life of its own. I'm saying this from the state of Michigan, where GM had the same structural problems for at least a quarter of a century, and it finally fell apart. And that's when they addressed it.
Yeah. They don't wait to. It's almost when it's too late or on the brink, things get done. Funny how the nuance of human nature plays a role in that sort of thing. And as we look across the country at the waste, the fraud, the abuse, doesn't it really drive you nuts? We have all these discussions about how to save money, and nobody's dealing with the incredible structural waste that's built into the system, and politicians don't seem to be able to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. Why don't we have zero-based budgeting every year instead of adding a percentage point to whatever you spent last year? It's that kind of stuff couldn't exist in business. There's a lot the government could learn by understanding what goes on in business. Thank you for your comments, sir. Will is the next person on the air with a focus on the president.
I would say absolutely not, and the president needs to understand that every time he stick his hand out, as far as sticking out an olive branch, they hack it off. And now the only thing that is wrong in this country is that no one want to pay taxes. Let's go to a flat tax, and then we can get something done. And then on top of that is that if we really wanted to be, you know, a common sense approach to a deal, let's make a deal with the Republicans that they will permanently finance unemployment and put all of those billions of dollars they sent into Iraq and Afghanistan in the Social Security in order to get those two things solid. It would take care of two problems in one. Number one, the people that are unemployed would always have an income coming in so they can find a job. Number two is that the money that is going out of the country would go into the Social Security for the people that are in the age now where they really need that money. And you're not talking about a whole lot of money to start with. So let's go to a flat tax, and everybody will pay a flat tax, and I guarantee you your budget will disappear as far as your deficit, but then the budget will be a big, fat, big, big, fat trader.
New tax structures would be good. Flat tax or sales tax, get rid of the income tax, get rid of the IRS. That'd be a great way to fix this problem. Nobody's talking about that because then they can't have control over you, Will. Tim, you're in Arizona. You're last.
When they started this, they promised they were going to stop it in 10 years. What's the deal here? Now that it's time to stop it, they don't want to stop it. They said no to everything that Barack Obama's ever wanted to do. I hope Barack Obama says no to them because people out here need the money, not the rich people. They don't need the money. They have extra houses and everything. And I knew Daryl Issa when I was a kid, and he was a car thief in San Diego, a pretty smart one. And he didn't do it to make money. He did it, you know, because he did it for thrills. And then he invented LoJack, smart guy. Now you can't steal cars anymore without getting caught. He's had $333 million. Good for you, Daryl. But I think all you people in there that have millions and millions of dollars that represent us haven't got a clue what's going on with us on the street.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Let's stay away from my money. Joe Biden's going up to Capitol Hill today to sell it to the Democrats. And I'm sure everything will be sweet after that. It's 59 past the hour.